Today's scripture from Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Romans 12, 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Dear congregation, members who are attending the service through the satellite, all over the country, members of branch churches, local sanctuaries, Light and Salt Mission, Restaurant Mission members, members who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and the viewing audiences. Viewing audiences sounds a bit unfamiliar to you. You know, these days, you know, our service will be recorded and broadcasted through our GCN to the world. So, you know, I'm mentioning viewing audiences. Today's passage, Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and a perfect will of God." Today, the world is full of sins and is in such a strong flow of flesh. So, people do not even realize that they are doing evil, and it is very hard to find goodness. You know, if I report you what happened throughout the week, you know, you will be shocked. You know, third man mission members, they came and visited me to my place. You know, I mentioned one thing to them, but they did not know it. That means they are not watching TV because they are coming to pray. And because, you know, we have a Daniel prayer meeting every day from 9 o'clock till 12 a.m. for 3 hours. So we miss this news time. That's why, you know, most of our congregation, we do not have chance to, you know, watch news. That's why, you know, what's going on, what instances are happening, we are not very familiar. Because especially these days, you know, we are having 28 days special prayer meeting, so we are very busy to attend. That's why. I'm sure many of you are very busy to attend the general prayer meeting, but for me, I try not to miss the news time. You know, whenever I have a meal, I'm trying to watch news. You know, I put the TV on the corner, so whenever I eat, and I listen to the news. If I do not know what is happening, I don't know. I may have difficulties because, you know, I have to know the world situation. That's why, you know, I try to watch news. In no way must you ever be caught up in the flow of flesh by following this world, but be set apart as God's children in the flow of the Spirit. You know, like if you are sick and you have a serious sickness, but you receive prayer from me, but if you are still sick, if you are not healed yet, please try to listen very carefully about my message today about goodness, how you are good, whether you are really acknowledged by God, as God sees our inner heart. If you think, you know, oh, God will please you, then you will never be sick. We have to distinguish what good and acceptable and the perfect will of God is and live according to it. So, in this evening service, I will speak about goodness. You will have a chance to realize what goodness is in God's sight and check your heart through the examples of goodness of many people in the Bible. These messages, completed the lessons regarding spiritual and body. So please keep it in your mind. These messages have interconnection with the messages of the two-week special revival meeting in 1997. At that time, I heard from many members that they had made great strides in the levels of their Christian lives through the messages. You know, if you wondered whether you could become good, but now, you know, as the time passed, you know, I'm sure you will have confidence that you will become good. Of course, you have to become good. You had been trying hard, but at a certain point of time, some of you were remaining at one point before going into the deeper level. But you repented of this, realizing your shortcomings, and made up your mind to change into goodness before God. There are some of you who could not attend the revival in person, so instead, you listened to the sermon tapes or read the book. And some of you, you know, say in this way, those who are seriously sick, you say in this way, oh, I'm praying, I'm keeping the Sabbath holy, and I'm faithful, but I got this sickness. But if you are saying in this way, please try to listen very carefully about this message and see yourself whether you are really, if you are an old member, like if you are an elder, if you are a minister or pastor, you know, your faith, I'm sure your faith should be very strong. Then, of course, you know, you have to imitate the Lord. You know, our Christian life means, you know, we are imitating the Lord and our Father God. Without imitating the Lord, if you just, you know, keep on going and coming to church, like parents when they help their children to study, you know, no parents want their children just, you know, go to school, but they want them to learn something in the school. And after the, like the primary school, when they go to middle school, of course they learn more and then more. Now, it has been 8 years since these messages were preached. How much of the goodness have you accomplished? These messages contain very important points for you to ride on the flow of Spirit in this year. You know, some says, you know, becoming man of spirit, it is okay, but becoming the man of the Holy Spirit is too difficult. If you are thinking in this way, listen very carefully about my example. You know, for me, in 1974, you know, in April, on the 17th, I received the Lord, you know, and this short time, I just went to church. I did not know exactly about God, about the Lord, you know, I did not know anything about, you know, how to keep this, about the holy. I just, you know, went to church. Just come and go and come and go. I was a churchgoer. You know, between me and my wife, we had a certain instance. And afterwards, you know, we reconciled and we attended the revival meeting in Songdong Church in Korea. You know, my landlord, he led us to join the revival meeting. You know, through the speaker, you know, I learned about God and about Jesus, our Lord. Then I got to know, because my spiritual eyes opened to understand who God is and the Lord is. And I learned to join the Don't Pray meeting. You know, in Korea, we have a Don't Pray meeting from like 4 a.m. or from 4:30 a.m. or from 5 a.m. depends on church. You know, I learned, oh, I have to join the Don't Pray meeting as well. You know, so in every time, every moment, you know, I repented. And also, Senior Deaconess Ahn, she was with us. And she thought because we, every time me and my wife, we cried. When we repented, you know, then I got to know about my about our Christian life, how to live Christian life. Except overnight prayer time, I always joined the Don't Pray meeting and I gave a whole tithe. Of course, you know, even before that revival meeting, I went to church. I used to go to church. But from this point of the revival meeting, I got to know about God. And I learned that I have to read the Bible. And I started reading the Bible from the New Testament. And I learned what is a sin. And I learned I have to get rid of sins within me. Then I learned from the Bible, oh, this is a sin, this is a sin. Then, you know, I recorded it on my notebook and then I tried to get rid of the sin. You know, like to get rid of actions of the sinful nature. I tried to get rid of the actions. Then I stopped doing such things. Then it did not take so long. You know, for a short time, I could make it. I stopped doing these actions of the sinful nature. You know, from the point that I started reading the Bible until the time I finished reading the Bible, you know, I stopped doing actions of the sinful nature. So it depends on a person, you know, like some people, they are still remaining in the first level of faith, though you are a very old member, like for 20 years, you've been a Christian for 20 years, but if you are still doing the action of the sinful nature, means you are still in the first level of faith. When I was in the first level of faith, I stepped up to the total level of faith because I just tried to live. I just lived according to the word of God. You know, whatever God does not like, I did not do anything. Like, remember, keeping the Sabbath, the Holy God says, and I just followed it. You know, though, you know, my relative has a wedding ceremony on Sunday, but I did not join because to keep the Sabbath holy. But some, for example, if you do not skip the Sunday service, that means you are still in the first level of faith. How about the third level? From the beginning of my Christian life, from July 10th in 1974, you know, I got a first trial. That is, I and my wife, we divorced. That is my first trial. But after 3 months, she came back anyway. You know, for 3 years from that time on that we divorced, you know, I had a trial for 3 years. Exactly 3 years. But my wife came back after 3 months of our divorce. But my whole trial, it took for 3 years. You know, as God said, I gave you explanations for 3 years. So I could not understand why 3 years. And God says to me, to prepare myself to become the servant of God for 3 years. So I was wondering why 3 years. I have to attend this seminary for 4 years. Why does God says of 3 years? From that time, from my father's birthday, on that day we divorced, me and my wife. But anyway, in July, you know, until I divorced with my wife, I was so happy. And I got confidence I can walk. You know, when I was sick, and my wife had to work very hard for a living. And we used to have this conversation. One of us let's save it. And then, let's do something. And we used to say, and let's work for the poor, let's help the poor. I used to live in a very happy condition in this very short moment. As God led me, I could work construction work. It was in God's providence because, you know, I've been ill for 7 years, so I became very weak. Though, you know, I was healed, and my body condition was very weak. So, you know, through this construction work, I could become, you know, physically strong. Then, you know, I got, you know, the health condition. So it took the trial, I mean, the trial, it took for 3 years. And, you know, from that right after that day of trials, 3 years trials, then, you know, I started receiving the blessings. You know, I had to pay back all the debts. You know, I had a lot of debt because I've been ill for 7 years. Only my wife had to work for a living, so we had debts. You know, so I paid all, even, you know, incomes of the original debt. And I could pay back all, and I became the servant of God. And when I became man of the spirit, you know, I received a lot of blessings, and I went joined the theological seminary. And when I went to the seminary, I was rich, and I could help the poor. And when I became man of the Holy Spirit, you know, I could perform God's power. You know, when I attended the seminary, you know, whenever I prayed for the sick, they were completely healed immediately. You know, so when you become man of the Holy Spirit, you also can receive God's power. You know, I did not have a teacher, but the Holy Spirit, He is the teacher. He was the teacher for me. The Holy Spirit led me. No one taught me about holiness, to be sanctified, how to be sanctified. But it took only for 3 years. If I had a good teacher, you know, maybe, but within a year, I could accomplish. Even for 1 year, you know, like from a new believer, even for 6 months, you can become man of spirit. You know, if someone taught me, you know, maybe for me it could take maybe for 6 months, but for you, like 20 years old members, how come you still have a fleshly thoughts? I really, you know, cannot understand why you do not keep the word of God in your mind. Why? If you become man of spirit, man of Holy Spirit, your blessings are so great. Why you are still loving the worldly things? Why do you not cast off these things? If you have accomplished the points of these messages in your heart, you have been recognized by God as a person of the Holy Spirit. I hope you will truly be able to distinguish what the good will of God is and act in goodness through these messages so that you will become God's joy. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will quickly go into Spirit and the Holy Spirit give glory to God more greatly and receive all the blessings that our God has prepared. If you become man of spirit, you'll be blessed greatly. You know, if you say, oh, I'm not educated, I do not have any skill, but you know, if you become man of spirit, okay, and if you become true children of God, God, He Himself blesses you. For me, you know, God blessed me so greatly. I'm trying to have a time to give my testimony how I greatly I could be blessed. You know, our Father God, He leads us, you know, to the ways of blessings. You know, I live according to the word of God. That's why, you know, God blessed me so greatly, so accurately. He worked on me. Not only me, you also can be blessed so greatly. Dear congregation, for you to be in the flow of spirit, you should distinguish what the good will of God and good will of God is and act according to it. But to distinguish whether something is good or not, we have to a standard of goodness. Only when, you know, our Father God is good. That's why we want to be good as well. But if you do not know about the standard, how far the goodness is, but you know, God, now God is telling us about goodness. You know, when I'm talking about goodness, you will understand what is goodness. Only when you know the ultimate and perfect goodness, will we be able to distinguish what goodness is compared to the standard. In Luke 18:18, a man called Jesus, good teacher. Then Jesus answered in verse 19, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. Only God is truly good, and only God's word, the Bible, is the standard of goodness. Of course, our Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit are one with God, so their heart is also goodness itself. But in this verse, why did Jesus, who is goodness itself, say, no one is good but one, that is God? This was because people at that time did not know that Jesus is the Son of God, having the very nature of God, but considered Him just as a man, a mere creature. Therefore, by saying only God is good, Jesus let the people know that people, as mere creatures, had absolutely no possible way to comprehend or achieve ultimate and absolute goodness. Also, although Jesus had no sin at all, at that time He came to this earth to redeem the mankind from their sins. Until Jesus finished the providence of salvation of the cross, His position was an atoning sacrifice to take the burden of all sins of mankind, and that is why He did not say He was good. But after He fulfilled His duty on this earth, and He resurrected from death to become the Savior, His goodness was the same and completely one with the goodness of the Father God. Also, because the heart of the Holy Spirit is perfectly good, if God's children who have received the Holy Spirit follows the desires of the Holy Spirit fully, anybody can have the heart of perfect goodness. Dear congregation, the goodness in the sight of worldly people and the standard of goodness in God's sight are completely different. You must have realized that many things that you had considered good were not actually something good after you heard and learned God's word. Even though you lived a relatively good life in this world, when the Holy Spirit shines in your heart with the perfect standard of goodness, you can realize you had so many aspects that were not good. You know, before marriage, you know, we men, we talk about, you know, certain things like what kind of lady we have to choose. And after marriage, how can we treat the wife, you know, our seniors, you know, our friends, telling about these things. You have to be strong. Otherwise, your wife will become stronger than you. You know, everybody says in this way. This, you know, that's why, you know, I learned that, and I thought that is right. But, you know, after I learned the God's word, the truth, how foolish it is. You know, I was wondering why no Christians, no believers around me. You know, I never met Christian friends. Of course, you know, I had one friend, but, you know, he pretended. He pretended he's not a, like, he's not a Christian. So he never told me about Jesus. He never evangelized me. So around me, no believers except that one. You know, I went to the army. And one of my Christian friends, he became a director of a movie. And afterwards, anyway, he became a pastor. Now he's very famous. And now he planned the church in the States. You know, he never expressed as he's a Christian. You know, if someone taught me in this way, oh, you have to serve your wife, you have to love your wife, then if I learn in that way, you know, I could do it. But no one taught me in that way because no believers around me, no believer friends. Of course, you know, there was a church of a long distance of my parents' place. And my older sister, she used to go to church. She's a Christian, but she never taught about the Word of God. You know, she used to tell me, oh, if you go to church, you will be healed. Of course, you know, she was singing every day. You must have realized that many things that you had the Now, what kind of person is considered to be good in this world? The Webster's definition of the word goodness is the quality or state of being good, or a favorable character or tendency. People made the framework of their conscience mixing this kind of vague standard with their own standards. They say something is good or not good within the frame of their conscience. You know, though their conscience is good, but, you know, depends on a person, the, you know, standard of goodness and the person's goodness is different. Though, you know, someone is good, you know, we, in God's sight, it is really different. But the conscience of men cannot be the perfect standard of goodness. As you learned in the lectures on the spirit, soul, and body, the conscience is a mixture of truth and untruth, namely, white mind and a black mind. As people are born and grow up, they mix up truth and untruth and make their own standard of value to say that something is truth. In our history, Korean history, you know, we learn something about education. So we have to learn it, and we follow, you know, to live according to it. You know, like a royalty country. What about, you know, though we all Koreans, we learned that, what about, you know, politicians in these days? And even, you know, Joseon dynasty time, you know, the other parties, they were fighting against each other. Though they learned that education, you know, we have in Korea, we have certain educations, you know, to how to live, like, you know. You know, our ancient history. You know, they ignored each other. But, you know, though they did, they think, oh, I am so good, you know. You know, and though, you know, they were doing very rude things, very wrong things, they thought, oh, they were good. You know, they believe that our country is a very, with a very corpusy. You know, like as they, like, you know, they classified, you know, classes. If, you know, like noble ones and a very low, lower class, but they, you know, regarded, you know, our country is with a so, you know, gorgeous, you know, courtesies. Please don't be upset, especially all elderly members. You know, every country is the same. Therefore, there is untruth in the conscience, and it is different according to the areas and generations. And even at the same place during the same generations, it is different from person to person. For some people, something is goodness, but for some others, it is not goodness. In some countries, something is considered to be goodness, but in other countries, it is evil. And also it depends on time, and also it depends on, you know, politicians. In our country, you know, one general commander called Li Sunxin, you know, he was very good, he was very loyal to country. You know, his father, you know, they had hardships, like though they were good, you know, they they had like great trials. Because somebody, you know, said about them very bad, ill things. Therefore, conscience cannot be the standard of the absolute goodness. The only standard of goodness is the Word of God that never changes. The conscience that people accept as the standard of goodness and the standard of goodness according to the Word of God are very different. For example, in some novels, they imply that revenge is a rightful way of the children and righteousness itself to take revenge when their parents are killed unfairly. Then after taking revenge, it will create another enmity and the tragedy will bring about more tragedies. So God says it is evil to take a revenge and it is goodness to forgive. Matthew 5:43-44 says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you." You know, God says to us, you know, even, you know, to love our enemies. But if we do not love, you know, others, though they are not our enemies, how we are with? Somebody is persecuting you, somebody is giving you a hard time, then how can you pray? You know, you can pray in this way, please give mercy on him. If he misunderstands something, please help him to understand correctly, and please give him wisdom. You know, you can pray in this goodness and bless him. Are you doing so? God says, you know, this is very, very basic. You know, you do not keep the Word of God. It is very easy. Because, you know, God says that simply obey it. If you did not know the truth, then of course, you know, you hated someone, but now you know the truth. Then, you know, you should not have any ill feelings within you, but you bless the others. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Also, Romans 12:20 says, "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink." You know, if you think in this way, oh, my enemy is doing well, oh, my enemy is getting prosperous, what is the reason? If you think, how, you know, you are with. If he's thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Then, you know, you can reconcile with the man. When we love and forgive even our enemies, the tragedies of bloodshed bringing about more bloodshed will not continue. Therefore, we should diligently learn the Word of God that is the standard of perfect goodness. The Word contains the heart and will of God, who is goodness itself. We should also put into action what we learn and accomplish it in our hearts so that we will be able to reach complete and true goodness. But in the process of accomplishing goodness, according to the Word of God, there are some steps. Even the faith is not all the same. You know, the wonders and signs will follow to those who believe in God. But, you know, many people, they profess, you know, they believe, but, you know, these wonders and signs does not, you know, follow them, then, you know, they have to recognize what's wrong, you know. The Bible is, you know, very, it's not fallible. But, you know, once, you know, wonders and signs, you know, follow us, then they become jealousy. What's wrong? You know, what about, you know, our members, you know, to our members, you know, for you have a true faith, living faith, that's when wonders and signs follow you. You know, you're weak, you cannot be a judge. Though, you know, you are doing evil things like judging and condemning, how you do not realize that you are doing wrong. There is the faith of a new believer who is just saved, and also perfect faith of a person who has accomplished the Spirit. As we have to climb up steps to go to the second floor, from the first, there are steps to reach the level of perfect goodness. From now, I will tell you the four different steps of the process of accomplishing the perfect goodness. The first level of goodness is not to react in evil. Even though you have some ill feelings in you, when somebody does some evil act to you, let's suppose somebody is cursing at and beating you, and you are not cursing back but are bearing with it. You think, what is the use of fighting back? God tells us not to fight back, so let me just bear it. So you do not react with evil, but inside your heart, it is painful to bear with the ill feelings because you have feelings of being victimized. But because you know God's word, or to show your education, you just suppress your feelings. Even this kind of person may seem to be very good and mild on the outside. There are also people like this in the world because he does not fight back but endures it. Though he is not a fool, people say he can live even without the law. But this kind of people is not truly good in God's sight. For example, somebody is very rude to you, and if you are hot-tempered, so are you trying to reconcile and make peace with others? You know, when my place was built, during the time of a concrete, you know, many dump trucks came up, brought you know, we tried to make a peace with our neighbors. If they want something, we gave them to make a peace with them. So they never have rears. They never stopped to build our place. You know, they are very lovely to me. In other places, you know, neighbors, they have rears. They put stumbling blocks, you know, not to build that big building. Because, you know, some trucks are coming up and are very noisy. That's why. But for us, you know, our neighbors never tried to stop. And also, one day, it was rainy, But we never stop working. We know why we're building our place. And also we consider our neighbors' benefit. So we consider our benefit like try to, you know, show the park because, you know, there is a Borame park around my place. So let them, you know, see that. You know, sometimes, you know, we treated them with a rusty cake. If you have a small matter and you show your hot temper as an elder, it doesn't make sense at all. And if you regional leaders, if you are showing your hot temper, it doesn't make sense at all. Who says amen? Thank you. It is because God does not look at the appearance, but the inner heart. It is better than fighting back, but God still deems it evil. If you just suppress your ill feelings that are burning inside your heart, it is because you still have evil in your heart. Therefore, even though you do not pay back with evil with evil because you still have evil in your heart, this level cannot even actually belong to the level of goodness. You know, one neighbor, you know, claimed, you know, money from us because, you know, when we built our place, you know, we had to use some tools. So, you know, that's why, you know, but, you know, their house, theirs was built earlier than ours. But when they built their house, you know, because of the construction, you know, in my place, the wall was huge down. And it was built, the house was built, and when we built our house, you know, they claimed the money because, you know, their wall tear down, but I just let our church workers to give. So you think, oh, it is not fair, but God pleases, then God will bless us. We should not receive from man, but, you know, God, we can receive from God. And I told Elder Che, though, you know, my place, you know, had damaged when their house was built, don't mention this to the landlord, to the neighbor, but we just willing to pay what they claim. But today, there are those believers who are acting more evil than even the worldly people. If they truly believe in God, they will believe the word of God, which is full of goodness, and try to live according to it. Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate." Therefore, if you truly believe in God, you will fear God, hate evil, and follow the goodness. But if you act evilly, just like the worldly people who do more evil than them, while professing your faith in God, it is a proof that you do not fear or even believe in God. In Luke 18:8, Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? As the end comes near, the world is full of sins and it is hard to find goodness and people who have true faith. But as the darkness gets thicker, even a small light will be very visible." So if you act in true goodness in this world where the love has cooled down and the people are acting more and more evil, you can become light to the world and lead many people to the light. As a result, you will be able to give glory greatly to God the Father. But just by suppressing your ill feelings, although you do not pay back evil with evil, you cannot be acknowledged by God as a truly good person. Then what kind of heart and acts are deemed as a true goodness by God the Father? The second level of goodness that I will tell you about now is the goodness of first level that God acknowledges. You know, in the first level of goodness, you do not have any discomfort to do someone is very bad to you, but in God's sight, it is not goodness. This goodness is acknowledged by worldly people. This, from the second level of goodness, God acknowledges. What then is the second level of goodness? You will certainly not have any kind of discomfort or ill feelings, much less pay back evil with evil. It is not just suppressing your ill feelings and your broken hearts. You will not have any kind of hatred or discomfort whatsoever against the other person. This is to have no evil at all in your heart. It can be deemed a heart of spirit. This is the minimum level of goodness that God recognizes. Of course, there are steps until we reach this level. When we suffer something evil, we might have a momentarily ill feeling or agitation of our heart, even though we do not pay it back with the evil. But even at those times, if we control our mind and try to understand with the goodness, we can accomplish goodness where we do not even have any kind of ill feeling. We can see this in the case of Joseph, the husband of the Virgin Mary. If an ordinary man came to know that his fiancée is pregnant without his knowledge, what would he have done? He would judge that Mary had committed adultery, so he might have tried to punish her according to the law, or even if he had endured, he would not have been comfortable. He would have had great ill feelings because he would think he was ignored as a man and was betrayed by his fiancée. But Matthew 1:19 says, "Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly." You know, Joseph, at that time, he did not receive the Holy Spirit, and he did not circumcise his heart, though he was so good. He was so righteous. That's why, you know, the Bible says he is righteous. That is why God could tell Joseph, who was this good, that the baby, you know, Joseph, he did not angry, he was not angry with her. He did not blame her. And he did not complain about her. That's why God could call Joseph, who was this good that the baby conceived in Mary was Jesus, who would become the Savior. Christians must accomplish at least this level of goodness. You know, those good people can listen to the voice of God. Of course, it is not often, but in when it is needed, only then the enemy devil and Satan cannot do anything to you, and you will not face any kind of testing and trials. You will not either be persecuted for attending church. About this, 1 John 5:18 says, "We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him." If you obey the work of the enemy, devil, and Satan, even though you attend the church regularly, you cannot either be protected by God or receive blessings. But if you just accomplish the minimum level of goodness that God acknowledges, the darkness will be driven away by your light. I know you understand this fact and are trying to change into spirit. In fact, many of you are coming close to this second level of goodness. I want those of you who belong to this group to check whether your heart is really good or not. You know, if your children is not good, then, but you know, if you become man of spirit, you know, God, you know, helps your children to come back to be good. And the Bible says to us to be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. You know, if you become man of spirit, you live according to it. Like those, you know, new believers, okay, their husbands are not Christians, but you know, like if you become man of spirit, you know, your husband will also can be Christian. I mean, can be led to the Lord. Like regional leaders, most of them, you know, they become men of spirit. Of course, you know, they are becoming men of spirit. Most of them, you know, their husbands became believers. For example, among 100 regional leaders, about 90%, you know, their husbands are believers. Like regional leaders, section leaders, and the cell group leaders, you know, for this, you know, seminar for them, you know, 100% attendance means, you know, they do not have any persecution from their husbands. Suppose you are in charge of some work, and the work went wrong due to a mistake of your workers. And In this kind of case, many of you repent and say in front of me, it is my fault, I did not take care of it properly. It is very rare for you to blame your workers or to give me excuses, trying to get away from your responsibility in front of me. But then, what did you later, did you truly feel the responsibility and try to take action about it? Or didn't you still want to blame your worker to some extent at one corner of your heart and rebuke your worker? Along with the bad feeling coming from the difficulty you had faced, you said it was your fault in front of me, but if you still blamed your worker after you left, you cannot be considered good. If you said that is my fault, though it is not your fault, then also you have to take responsibility as well. You have to be renewed first, and you can help your workers so that they will not make any mistakes. But after turning, if you say, oh, that is your fault, not mine, then it is that you are with. Those who are good will truly confess it is their fault and look back on themselves. Workers around me, please check yourselves. It is my fault or your fault? That is your fault. If you keep on doing this, please check yourself. Then the Father God will give them grace and help them so that the same mistake will not happen. If you are renewed, and if you are trying to be good, then God loves this kind of people and gives grace and strength to be changed. Proverbs 12:2 says, a good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn. When 1997 and 1998, when we had such leadership problems, I never put force to others. I regarded that as my fault. I took that responsibility because God has that providence on it, and as God said to me, through you, I will gradually walk, and your ways will be gradually opened, and all nations, will come to you. As God said, everything was done as I took that my fault, and for them, I prayed and I repented on behalf of them. And God says to me, because they are evil, that's why, they had that these things before you. But God led me in these blessed ways. Proverbs 12:2 says, a good man obtains a favor from the Lord, but a man of wicked intentions he will condemn. There is one more thing you have to check. It is when you see somebody else receiving a rebuke. Didn't you think it was good for you because you are not related? Or didn't you rebuke the person together, standing at the position of the one who was rebuking that person? If you are truly good, you would feel such a great pain in your heart when somebody else is having a hard time because of you. Even though the work was not directly related to yours, you would think it would not have happened if I had helped him. You would look back upon yourself with distress. Thus, if the work is directly related to you, you will be honest in all things and you will take the responsibility yourself. So sometimes it may seem that those who are good in their hearts are suffering a hardship, but eventually they will receive God's blessings. Let me conclude. Dear congregation, today we considered up to the second level of goodness among the levels of goodness, the first level. Now, the first level of goodness is, you know, worldly people say this is goodness, but in God's sight, it is not goodness at all. And, you know, from the second level, this is the very least level. The first level is not to pay back with evil, evil with evil, but you just suppress your ill feelings in your heart. This may seem to be good in the sight of the worldly people, but by God, it cannot be acknowledged. The level that can be recognized by God as good is from the second level. In the second level, you will not pay back evil with evil, not to mention that you would have no ill feelings in your heart. Just if you accomplish the second level of goodness, you know, before, some leaders of our church came to my office. And one lady talked about very bad things to a lady, but this lady, she was very peaceful. You know, in my office, how could it be that lady is so rude? And she, but the lady, that one lady, okay, she was very peaceful. She never said anything. Then, and I realized that, you know, that's why she is a chief leader in our church. She gave never excuse. Later, you know, I heard that this bad lady apologized to the good lady. Even in front of me, that lady, she hot-tempered. And who was in early 30s, and these are who put problems in our church before. These two, they did not get rid of her weakness. That's why, you know, she was forsaken by God. I saw two who showed their hot temper in front of me. That's why they were forsaken by God. Just if you accomplish the second level of goodness, you will have the kingdom of heaven in your heart.
악의 감정이 남아 있어 그것을 눌러잡는 단계라 했지요. 다시 지금 반복합니다.
Let me repeat. The first level is not to pay back evil with evil, but you just suppress your ill feelings in your heart. This may seem to be good in the sight of the worldly people, but by God it cannot be acknowledged. The level that can be recognized by God as good is from the second level. In the second level, you will not pay back with evil, not to mention that you would have no ill feelings in your heart. Please remember that. If you have a discomfort or ill feelings, that means you still have a weakness within you. So you have to get rid of this discomfort. Then you can control. Sometimes, of course, you know, you have to show anger, but it's like a righteous anger, not, you know, by hot temper, like our Lord did. You know, the merchandisers, they, you know, put things and that they sold, you know, the things in the temple. That's why, you know, our Lord Jesus, he was very angry, but this anger is from righteousness, righteous anger. You know, because they, you know, sold out, you know, like animals in the temple. But what about, you know, today? In the church, if you still, you know, commit sins like doing and acting the sinful things, how far from goodness are you? That's why you have to repent. Keep on repenting. You have to keep on repenting it. Just if you accomplish the second level of goodness, you will have the kingdom of heaven in your heart. You will have no discomfort or hardship. You will only be filled with the grace and love of the Father every day. You know, if you become man of spirit, you always have peace and joy in your heart. If you become man of spirit, that means if you accomplish this goodness, and you will have only happiness, joy, and thanksgiving. The enemy, devil, and Satan cannot work on you, and even if a trial comes, it is a trial of blessings. You know, the result of trials of a man of spirit, these are is a trial of blessings. You will be able to pass any kind of situation only with the goodness. So after going through the trial, only the comfort and rewards that God has prepared will be waiting for you. Whatever trials I faced, you know, I overcame, and God always, you know, gave rewards and great blessings. Okay, like whenever I led the overseas crusade, you know, God always blessed me. Because, you know, I gave all the glory to God graciously, and I saved many souls, and I triumphed over the enemy Satan. And God gives a lot of gifts. And comforts as well. I do not mention about the gifts and comfort, but like spiritually, like for example, like spiritually, crowns, better crowns. Then if you accomplish a higher level of goodness, how happier you will be and how greater the blessings will be. I hope you will get rid of evil quickly and go into at least the second level of goodness by the time I speak to you about third and the fourth level of goodness about a month later. When I preach about the third level of goodness, if you accomplish the second level of goodness, because you are praying and you are really longing to be good, to accomplish that goodness, that's why I know you can do it, you can make it. At least, you know, within a year, you can make it. Because you are learning and you are praying, even a week, you can make it. At least at the second level of goodness, you will accomplish. Then, you know, next Sunday, you know, we are going to have a dedication service for mission members, and afterwards, like, and I will have a mission trip to the Middle East. Maybe 1 month later, I will continue to preach. I pray in the name of our Lord that God will work with you in each moment of your life and exalt of you, dear congregation. Next time, let me tell you about the third level and fourth level of goodness. If you accomplish the second level of goodness, you know, though you are sick, you know, you will be healed. It means your prayers will be answered. If you accomplish the third level of goodness, whatever you ask, you will be answered. You know, the Bible says, me, through me, you see, you know, my life is, you know, everything is, you know, I experience, you know, everything by prayer. I got answers. Though, you know, you have a sickness, you know, you become good. For example, if you are in the first level of goodness, you know, accomplish this, you know, second level of goodness, then, you know, check your body, you know, you will not sick. If you are sick, I really do not understand. If you accomplish the third level of goodness, you will not be poor. You will be healthy. Your wishes will be granted. Let's pray thinking of this message. Hallelujah. Father, thank you very much for your love and grace. Lord, please help them. It will become power and life within them. Lord, please help them to become good. Please help them to become good. Father, thank you. As you give us this message regarding goodness, Lord, please, please help them to imitate you, to imitate your goodness. Father, thank you very much for revealing the goodness. And as they accomplish the goodness, Lord, please, please help them to accomplish this each level of goodness. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray for the sick. If you are sick, you put your hands on your sick part. If you have wishes, you put your hands on your chest. Father, please lay on them. Be on time and space. Please work on them. Be with all the attendants throughout the internet and the satellite. Please bless them from top to bottom, internal organs and cells. Please lay your hand on them. Please strengthen them physically and spiritually by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Please strengthen them from top to bottom. Be strengthened and be cleaned. Let the light come upon them by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleaned and be strengthened. Let the light come upon them. Father, please bless them and strengthen them physically and spiritually. Please grant their wishes and answer their prayers. Father, please answer their prayers. Father, please answer their prayers. Please let their path be straight throughout the week. Father, please be with the servants of the Lord, ministers, pastors, and missionaries, overseas missionaries. And, please give them power. Father, we give thanks. And I pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.